Jack Bruggen, oil rallied 2%. The crude is WTI 75.42. The Brent crude is 79.63. Now, I don't know. You got saber rattling for production cuts with Saudi, OPEC Plus, including Russia. What's the oil outlook? Does this mean? I mean, the weaker dollar would lead to higher oil prices, Jack.
And
regardless of what OPEC says.
And has not happened, Larry. That's one of those signals that Killer and I are talking about. Then when you're a trader, you look at it and go, what's going on here? You know, oil was at $100 a barrel, or roughly right around there in September. Since then, we've seen the dollar go down and oil has gone down. We've seen wheat go down. We've seen corn go down. Copper is under $4. Something is happening here. All right. Now, is it good for us to see disinflationary pressure? Of course it is. That's what the Fed wanted. But the real question is whether disinflationary pressure turns into deflation, right, which is something that's happening in Japan or in China. And that's really what we have to be concerned with, because, quite frankly, I don't think that we have seen the effects of what the Fed has done yet. And more importantly, and I've said this to a couple of people, we're being lulled into complacency these days with very light volume, a summertime condition in the market, and this FOMO attitude that everybody has to get into the market and all the bears are starting to, you know, to show capitulation. That to me, is a sign of a classic top. And Killer and I know when people
you bring up a great point. Look at the VIX under 14, and you could argue it's complacency. But however, options traders are options traders, and they're not seeing anything that's that troublesome on a 30-day horizon. So it is a very bifurcated view and perspective. I agree.
All right, we got to take a break. I want to talk about the inverted yield curve on the other side of the break. Jack Bruggen, Chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Fund. Jeff Kilberg, CEO of KKM Financial. Fellas, hang on one second. We'll be right back, everybody.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking stocks with Jack Bruggen, Chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group, and Jeff Kilberg, CEO of KKM Financials. Jack, let me go back to you. The yield curve is still very badly inverted. I mean, we talked about lower interest rates, but the three-month T-bill did not fall. In fact, it went up 2 bips. So you've got a 535 at three-bill, and you've got 383 at the 10-year note. If you use the old Federal Reserve Bank of New York model of the yield curve, this inversion shows a 70% chance of recession in the next year. So everyone's talking about how there is no recession. The Wall Street Journal